Well, if they look like these fours, it's bad, even though they win up, it's the only thing in here. And they didn't have to, and down in the 8th Street, west of the road there. Went down, you know, was down where we play now, right on that corner. We caught a few hard hits down here, and stuff was broken. And I told the camera, I said, son, I said, they ain't gonna buy it. I said, let's go by there. We saw where the ships are. You know, I call a lot of, you know, I call red people from there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but that's your son.
No, he's just a friend.
People don't care.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm
real real. I'm not
real home in the farm up there. You know, my father and my mother live up there. And I got a farm and a home up there. And so we went over there, you know, in time a little while. We sat there thinking. And I don't know how, but I guess the much seem to think the same time. It's a blue light. You know, but that's just certain of it. Well, you put them all the time, you know, it wasn't too close, you know, connected pretty good. But it wasn't no, put it in my heart, it is pretty close. And a blue light, you decide you're a blue light, you know, you don't cause your attention to it. It wasn't a light you couldn't have, it was just perfect, and then that's a light one. But then it was just a little while that, about 25-30 yards. It wasn't, you know, there's a place on it. It's about 25-30 yards.
Yeah,
we didn't even see it. So we were going by.
It's an officer.
Put it off the corner.
That's an officer.
But he's back, you know, something like that. You say 25-30 yards, it might have been 30 or 40 yards. You see something like that, it's big as that. And I couldn't read it. I started hearing the rhythm
and noise.
It's a little bit like, just like that. That's all. One old back by a two-pack. And, you know, you think you're dreaming about something like that, you know? And, I started with the rhythm, man. And Calvin just, he was hysterical, you know?
I think
Gallon Parker. So, we drafted right on the river. And that thing, it didn't hit the guy, he hurled it. And all of a sudden, right in the wasn't a sharp on its oval shape, but the end of it, I don't know what you call it, or what it was. It was open and was laid up there. And three of them just floated out there, look like. And one of them was that. And then I said, I got to be training them.
You got it? No, they didn't even have feet.
Yeah, and they didn't even touch the ground. I said, that kind of thing's really, you know, as sure as that. To me, when the stranger got out there and they saw my hand, I was scared. Well, you can't imagine. You just can't imagine. The child and them went here circling on me. And two of them just floated around behind me. and with me all the way.
By all?
By all?
Well, that's
what you're saying. What? Then I don't know if you've done something. I just know you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't use no force.
No force. It ain't hurting me.
I was just going to do it, man.
I was out over there, though. So he was almost hitched up and passed out on the den. And they guided me in that thing. It's, you know, how like you just guide somebody in that thing. And I was so damn scared, I don't know what, you know, I do know that when I got in there, that they, I don't know, he couldn't have been taking no kind of pictures, so I didn't see nothing. But they had me, you know, they just kind of had me there, and they just moved in the hole like he broke in there. And they kept me in that position a little while. Then they raised him back up.
You know, there was some kind of instrument on the
bed. Some kind of instrument, I don't know what it was. I've seen instruments that I've never seen, nothing like that before in my life.
What did it look like? Did you describe it?
I couldn't really describe it.
Was it like an
X-ray
machine or
something? No, it wasn't like no X-ray machine. There was something I just didn't. There ain't no way to describe it.
They didn't try to communicate with
you. It looked like an eye. Yeah. You know, like a big eye. You know, it's something.
Did it have any attachment to it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it had some kind of attachment to it. I don't know what. But it moved.
It looked like a big eye.
No, it was no eye. It had some kind of big eye. And then they left me.
And I was... That's the inside of the machine.
Right. Right. They left me. And but the position they had me, I said, look. Yeah, I don't know how long they left me. And then they come back.
I didn't have no watch, you know, you're damn scared.
I don't
know, you say 30 minutes?
I'd say 20 or 30 minutes that they left me. And then when they come back, they lay me back, you know.
You didn't try to talk to them, ask them what was going on?
Yes, I did. But I get a bird and sound like a woman, that's all. They didn't pay me no attention when I talked to them.
How many eyes
do I have? They had two eyes, that's all I think.
Had two eyes and nose.
And they
had? I don't know. I don't know. That's my in my mind.
You look at them and... Did it breathe?
I don't mean that. That's what I know.
They didn't have no kind of clothes on or nothing?
No, they didn't have no clothes.
You can't tell me what color it was.
Man, you should have done what you...
The white look? Pale? Blue?
Right. That kind of blue, it looked pale, right? I mean, it's kind of best I remember. But you used the damn spirit door and something happened like that.
And you say that kind of like wrinkled skin?
No, I didn't.
No clothes?
But it could have been. There was no clothes, but they looked kind of pale like you. It looked like more like a skin fit. What it was, it might have had some on it, might or not. I don't know.
You said that below the nose, it had an opening in
it? It looked like that opening, not below the nose. I mean, that's.
Well, that's
not after dark,
that's
not enough. It wasn't too long there, dark. I ain't got no watch. And I don't know what, you know, I don't know exactly what time it all was. That's
why. Well, why are you waiting until
this
time
the next call? Well, that's the plan. When Ed got out there.
That's this call
approximately. Well, I know. But I knew nobody would believe me.
I went by the Mississippi Fast
and beat on that door. This center guy was sitting in the back and two on the door, right? I need some help. That's what I'd like to see, a reporter or somebody, you know, that can get news or can, you know, maybe to the sheriff's department or somebody. Anyway. Well, if it ain't no reporter here, he won't be here no more. Well, I thought about it again. I said, if I call the sheriff's department, they won't blame me. If I call the police department, they won't blame me. I don't try to call people.
I don't know that you try.
Well, I mean, you know what? And I apologize for that. That's my own fact anyway. That's hard to believe.
Oh, I don't know. I must be having an argument.
Well, I didn't drink anything.
I
didn't drink anything. I got out of there in the 45 minutes an hour that I thought about calling y'all. I did drink, man. I had to settle my nerves. I just went crazy. Well, before then, I hadn't drank anything. But I got hit my nerves, so I swear to God, I have. And I gotta get back and let my wife know that she's probably hysterical now.
Your wife, all right. Well, then, I think it's like a chicken or you remember the
name? And then,
she was going to put you out.
The only thing I can remember is that we were hysterical. I guess he just went nutty, I guess. And I got him passed back to his senses. And the first thing I told him, I said, "Solid, ain't nobody gonna believe this." And he come and hollered and screamed at me. It's hysterical. I got him calm down again. I said, ain't nobody gonna believe it. Just try to keep it to ourselves. Well, I don't know what to call it then. The more I thought about it, the more I thought I had to let the officials know about it. That's what I know about the Mexican Press.
Let me ask you, what happened after they turn your
lips
back together. You
look
back around.
There's a bird in town. Everything was off. There's a bird in town.
Could you describe the vehicle?
More to a picture. Yes, I can describe the vehicle. It was oblong. You know, it's kind of oblong. And if the only thing it had was so large was it was one end of it. And when it was done, you couldn't believe it. The only light I seen on the outside was that blue light coming down. And the inside, I never seen no light. Everything was lit up. I don't know where it comes from.
Did it light the ground up as it was coming in?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
How big was the blue light?
Was
it big as the whole shield?
No, it was just a glow light. The one they done all that day. I know nobody wants to. I know that.
Well, you tried to get the press. You tried to get in over there.
Yes, sir. I tried it.
When did you call people? Before you called me?
Yes, sir.
Before you called me, wouldn't talk to you?
No. See, all they'll tell you is call the sheriff's department. So that's when I call the sheriff's department. You call the officials about anything that I found, out, and they'll refer you to the sheriff's department. And, I thought about that about 20 or 30 minutes. That's when I called y'all. Well, I'll just tell them what I know. We don't play,
Where'd you call FIFA from? That little general store over there?
Yes. Who'd you call to FIFA from? To a young lady. I don't know. It wasn't a man, it was a lady.
Who'd you call out for and ask you to help the FIFA?
He
then you call me from Old Jones
over there.
Yes, I won't mind no brother. I'll tell what I see. And now I don't know from this year. I swear to God, I know. I'm just going to tell what I do to you. That's all.
Oh, now, you are not the score of right foot.
Well,
what do you have to
bring
you back to the
car? Oh, I had about three good shots of liquor. But I had to settle my nerves, Donnie. I just tell you the truth. I'm not a drinking man, but during my car, you know, on a little piece don't like that. You know, that's normal. I keep a drink around the house, and my wife will tell you I'm not, and my boss will tell you I'm not a drinking man.
What do you want?
I look at Johnny, you call Johnny Walker, little Johnny Walker, call him right now tonight. And he'll vouch for me.
You're a foreman or something?
I'm a foreman over there, yes. I run part of that shit job. I'm not a drinking man. And something like that, I had to have something to settle my nerves, and before I could make my mind up to tell somebody about it. And I didn't think nobody would believe me.
What about the boy?
Did
he take a drink?
He took a little drink. He wasn't much able to take a drink, though he was scared that he took him a little drink. I told him to take him a drink. He was going on a toothpick. And he was real scared. Almost made him take a drink. He was better himself.
So, you
well, I'll
be calling
him and
okay last week.
Well, they had a dozen families over last week, saw one. I believe they called the sheriff's department over last week, and they'll tell them all that.
See, that's on the phone.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. But they was, I know, you know, but last week, there's still some families out there looking for them. They were all going to pick you out. And I believe that the dead is over that night, over the dead side of that thing in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and some of them are dead. Did you know that? Okay, but this whole, you know, you want, you know, like you want to make some time. Oh, all the purpose
can you describe the inside of this
phone? Well, look, now the whole thing, it's real neat lit up, you know. It's a lot of light.
Kind of picture.
I didn't see it.
I can't believe you and the polo when y'all went into this.
That picture did. I didn't see him come out. Hey, Willie, I didn't see any feet at all.
I don't know if it's just our first day or what, but it was blurred. Hi. Good day.
Might be too late.
Tom Gray.
I'm getting sick. Yeah, I'm getting sick. I gotta go to the house.
Wait a minute, let me go talk.